Hi, this is Andy, and I want to share with you a couple of tips on how we can prospect people in situations that sometimes we find awkward. And a particularly awkward situation for many people is speaking to people at work. Because you might work with a group of people, and so there are a few problems associated with that. Who do I speak to first? If I speak to them all at once, they're all going to talk about me behind my back, and it's going to seem weird, and that often puts people off. So, what I want to share with you is how to prospect people without them realizing we're directly prospecting them. And this is ideal in the work environment. You see, we know people already. We might not know them very well, but what we need to do is find out what their wants and needs are. So we're going to practice greeting. To greet is simply to talk to somebody. We're going to ask them a couple of questions about themselves. And one that I want you to ask is what they watched on TV. Did they watch the lottery on TV over the weekend? Because we might ask them, what did you do at the weekend? Did you happen to watch the lottery? Because what I want you to do is talk about the prize that there was there. So we greet them, we get them to speak to us openly, and then the qualifying question is, tell me, what would you do if you won whatever the jackpot was on Saturday? So let's say it was £3 million. Tell me, what would you do if you won £3 million? They're likely to say, oh, I don't know. But then be interested in them. Remember, the key is to be interested in them. When they say, oh, I don't know, say, no, really, if you won that £3 million, what would be the first thing you'd go and spend some money on? And what would be the first thing you would do? And ask them these questions, and ask them not in an inquisitorial way, but in an inquiring way, because you're interested in their thoughts and their feelings. Now, it might be that some people haven't got a clue and you can't even get them to imagine. These are people with no imagination, and these are people that really don't have the kind of dreams that a good prospect has. So if somebody doesn't really have any dreams or anything that they really want, then they don't really qualify. And so what we can do then is speak to somebody else in the canteen or wherever we speak to them, in the office, by the coffee machine, wherever it is you talk to them. We can greet somebody else and we can have the same sort of conversation. And if you have a conversation with somebody and say, you tell me, if you won £7 million, what would be the first thing you'd spend the money on? And they say, oh, the first thing I'd do would be pack this job in here. I'd go to the south of France. I'd buy myself a villa. And I'd take 3 months out in the sun. Now that's a good prospect. That is a good prospect, somebody that knows what they want, somebody who has dreams, somebody who has unfulfilled dreams, and what's more, they can't see how their dreams would be fulfilled unless they won the lottery. And what I'd do there, I'd be interested, and I'd get them to talk about it, and I'd say, you know, what I'm hearing is really very, very interesting, because I actually know a bunch of people and somebody has done just that. I don't know whether, I mean, maybe you're happy doing what you're doing here, but would you be interested in taking a look at something else? And if you've had them talking about their dreams, they're very unlikely to say no. And so they say, I would be interested in taking a look at something else. Obviously, I don't know if it's for you. You'd say, only you can decide that. But if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. I really don't want to go into any detail about it here because, well, walls have ears or something like that, you'd say. I need about half an hour to take you through it, half an hour to 40 minutes. Why don't we get together after work over a cup of coffee and I'll show you what it's all about. So, did you notice there? We went through the inviting formula, we greeted them, and then I used some qualifying questions. And if the prospect doesn't qualify, we don't go on to invite them. So, this is how we don't become the pub bore, or the office bore, or the person that's always banging on about the business. Because we qualify our prospects to find out if they qualify to be invited to take a look at our business. And what we find is we can sieve out the majority of people who would never have made good prospects anyway by asking good qualifying questions. And do you know what? They've actually enjoyed the process because they've had a conversation who's been interested in them. And everybody likes having conversations with people who are interested in them. So not only have you been prospecting for your business, but you've made somebody else feel good about themselves, and you've probably made a new friend too. I'd encourage you to practice using that qualifying question. Bye for now.